Taking your business online is a great way to drum up business, but if your site isn't up to par, users can log on once but never come back. Here comes Rita Nissan, spoke to a web developer about some do's and don'ts in today's Fortune Small Business Report.
If you own an art gallery or an auto body shop, the rules of the web are the same.
Nowadays, it's not only important for your customers so they can learn more about you, but it's important for your potential customers so they can learn more about you as well.
It's Don McGuire's business to know what companies are doing online. She runs Upper West Web, a web development firm on the Upper West Side. McGuire says there are some basic questions to ask about a website. Is it informative, designed for the right target audience, worthy of repeated hits, quick and easy to load, playing a factor in your bottom line? If you can't answer yes to these questions, it may be time to make some changes. First of all, keep the content fresh.
If you have any dates on the site, you want to be careful that you don't update yourself. Because once you're updated, the person doesn't think the site is fresh anymore, and chances are they're not coming back.
Add your site to search engines to increase traffic. Zima.org is a service that will do it for free. Have a contact page with your address and phone number. Minimize the number of advertisements.
Remember, this is your site, and your site does have a purpose. But if your message gets lost because of advertisements, it loses defeated purpose.
Finally, if you can't do it on your own, there are people like McGuire. When choosing a developer, ask for recommendations from sites you like. Be leery if the cost seems too high or too low, and sign a contract.
You want to make sure that you don't waste each other's time. You know exactly what's expected.
The final product should be a reflection of who you are and what you do. If a clear message comes across, you're bound to increase the bottom line. With the Fortune Small Business Report, I'm Rita Nissan, New York.